Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
And God save us,
God save us.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
Welcome once again, our radio listening audience, to the Sunday morning broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Thank you for joining us this morning as we begin our show. We have a beautiful, beautiful day out here this morning and a very interesting discussion for you today from Imam Shahid Shabazz. Today's discussion will be, the world today is a ball of confusion. And I think that most of us can agree on, if not all of us, that the world is definitely a ball of confusion today. The world today is a ball of confusion because people choose to follow their own ways, and they reject the ways of the Almighty God a lot. Allah says in his final revelation, the Quran, that he created the human being weak in flesh, and that all evil that happens to humankind is from their own will and intention. This evil in the world today did not just happen. People bring evil into the world by forgetting Allah's will, which is all good. Most people are trying to get good from Allah's creation, but even the good in Allah's creation is spiritual good. Allah said in his book, the Holy Quran, that the material things of this world are but goods and shadows of deception. And people, Allah made this world only to test our faith. Faith is belief the unseen. Allah is the only reality. Allah is the only reality. Allah's creation is only a reflection of Allah's unseen reality. But most people to worship Allah's creation, and they forget that Allah's creation has no power, neither to harm them nor to bring them good. Only Allah has the power to do these things. We will always be in a state of total confusion unless we submit to Allah's will. True good has no end. The false appearance of good will pass away. Thank you for joining us this morning. Again, for the reality of creating Imam Shahid Shabazz Sunday morning broadcast at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. And we know that you will really, really have another great, profound discussion today as we bring you Imam Shahid Shabazz. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. And we greet the radio listening audience in the greetings of peace. As-salam means the peace be upon you from your Creator and my Creator, your God and my God, and our God, who is one God, one Creator, Allah. With that, we would like to open with our prayer. And this prayer is the opening prayer of the Holy Quran. This prayer has much meaning to the life of Muslims and the whole of humanity. It's called Al-Fatiha, or the opening. And before we come into life in this world, we come out of the opening of the mother's womb. That begins our life, the opening. So Allah gives us a surah to let us know how our life is supposed to begin. And so I will get to that surah by, first of all, saying, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy favor, thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and who go not astray. Amen. Yes, so we're talking about this subject today and the world of people and how people are worshiping the things that we see, beginning with ourselves. We're worshiping ourselves, that is, those who are doing that. I'm not included, I'm excluded. I worship only the unseen Allah. I cannot see. But most people do not do that. Most people worship the things they see. Most people believe in the things they see. Even if they say they believe in Allah, even if they say they follow His Prophet Muhammad, even if they believe in Prophet Isa, and they say they're following Prophet Isa, some call him Jesus, or they say they believe in Prophet Musa, the Jews, and other religious people, and other people who just don't have any particular religion, but they say they believe in the Creator. What tells what an individual believes in is not what they say out of their mouth, it's their intention and actions from their heart. Actions don't lie. If I say that I'm a boxer, for instance, a professional boxer, and I get in the ring, and time that my opponent throw the first blow, he knocked me out, then you know I'm a liar. I'm not a boxer. I couldn't even defend myself from one punch. Now, this got great meaning. You know why? Because we in the world today, most of the people, they can't defend themselves from the evil in this world. And the reason they can't defend themselves against evil is because you can't be of evil and defend yourself from evil. You got the religious communities, all of them, Islam, those who call themselves Muslims, and Islam too. They want to dibble and dab in evil. They want to shake hands with evil, rub shoulders with good, with evil. You rub my back, and I rub your back. You scratch my back, I scratch your back. And I'm talking about using these as simple metaphors of, you know, trying to be materialistic, and at the same time you want to be spiritual. Another saying I want to say is, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. If you understood truly Muslim, Christian, Jews, and people, that you're going to die. You know that. You know you're going to die. But if you truly understood that after your physical death on this earth, you are going to be resurrected for judgment for all you did in the short time you were here on Allah's or the Creator's earth. You're going to answer. So I'm starting out as Allah take me. So the most important concern and the foundation of faith for any people is, first of all, to believe in Allah, their Creator, unseen. Believe He's unseen. Even though I can't see Him, I still believe in Him because I know that everything I see, He created it. He created me. I know that my body don't function without the aid of a force that I can't see. I'm breathing air, oxygen. And I don't see the one that's providing this oxygen that I'm breathing, but someone greater than human is providing this oxygen, because all human beings and all other creatures, animals, benefit from the oxygen. We have to drink water. It's part of that oxygen too. Hydrates our body, keeps our body alive. And Almighty Allah, the Most High, say in the Holy Quran, that's right, the Revelations, He says He created the human being, and He says that He created us into toil, into struggle. And He say it's with every difficulty that we get ease. So life itself is not for just sport and play and ease. Life is made difficult first. Why do Allah say He created us into toil and struggle, difficulty first? This is to let us know that in this world that He created here, the material world, He didn't create it for us to go have all ease and just sport and play. He created it for a serious purpose. This world He created only as a test of the faith of the true mu'min, the true believer, from the disbelievers, to separate the true believers from the disbelievers. Why? Why did He do this? Because we have an arch enemy, all human beings, called Iblis, Shaitan. He promised the Creator, Allah, that He would corrupt every human being down here on earth. He promised Allah that He was going to be whispering evil suggestions to us to do evil to ourselves and against each other until the day we are resurrected from the dead, our dead grave. And Allah gave Him permission. And Allah said those are the only ones that are going to pass the trials of life. Just like Satan, he ain't going to stop testing us. Allah ain't going to allow him to test us until we die. That means, on the other hand, we got to have faith and obey the will of Allah in order for Allah to protect us from the evil of this world, ourselves in this world, and Satan, until we die. Allah says in the Quran, serve me until the hour that is certain. The hour that's certain for everybody's death. So I got my saying, what I say sometime, and I want to say it now. You know, Satan, he only hires part-time workers. You know, his workers work for him part-time. What do I mean by that? They work for him part-time because, first of all, the evil that they do and the, you know, obedience they give to Satan is part-time because it don't last. It fades away. It's a deception. You see, it's a deception. Satan deceives his followers into believing that their evil is their good. He makes evil look good. He uses the good to make his evil look alluring and appealing. But when we get into it, and then we find out it's evil, it is too late. And that's where most people are right now. They're playing with evil. See, but when you submit to the will of Allah, your Creator, who is all good and all powerful, evil can have no power over you at any time. But you can't worship Allah part-time. You can't worship your Creator like you put on your clothes and take off your clothes, put on your shoes and take off your shoes. This is not a game. You see, the hellfire won't be a game for the disbelievers. And Jannah, or heaven, won't be a place that is a fairy tale when we die and we're resurrected for judgment and our judgment is favorable to our Creator. The heaven He promised us, we will get that. But you got to die in order to live. You got to die in order to go to that Jannah, that eternal paradise. But most Muslims and most people have turned away from our goal, our purpose for which we was created, and that is to worship and serve Almighty Allah, the Creator, and prepare for His eternity. I want to read from his book now, and I will read from his book, as he has had me to do this morning. He inspired me to read from his book, and I'm going to read it just like he. I'm not trying to interpret his word. Nobody can interpret his word. His words don't need no interpretation. They are clear, and they speak for themselves. They're facts. Okay? So we seek refuge with Allah from the accursed enemy of all mankind, the Satan. Allah most gracious has sent revelation, one of his greatest favors to people. His creation is in pairs, well balanced. All created things receive his favors, but they will pass away. And only Allah will endure through the ages. Ultimately, all evil shall return to its evil destination, as well as all good to return to its good destination. But ever blessed is the attributes, the qualities of Allah, our Lord, the Lord of all glory, the Lord of all honor, and the Lord of all bounty. Now the question is asked by Allah to human beings, because all the other creatures, they submit. He asked the question, Allah's creatures, which favors of Allah will ye deny? Allah most gracious, who reveals his reality in the Quran, in people's intelligence. You see, you have to have intelligence in order to understand Allah's message of revelation. Intelligent means to think. You have to think. You can't follow the sways of your emotions and your nafs, your false desire, animal desires. Allah reveals himself in the Quran in people's intelligence and also in the nature around people. Balance and justice, goodness and care are the laws of Allah's creation. Created from clay, man can yet comprehend the Lord of the East and the West. Allah, who sustains all his creatures. Allah, who bestows the jewels of life and faith. Allah, who abides when everything else perishes or pass away. Allah, whose eternity is the hope of people's future. Allah, the Lord everlasting of justice and glory and bounty and honor. Which then of the favors of your Lord will you deny? Ask yourself that, everybody. Which of the favors of Allah, your creator, will you deny? Which of them will you deny? Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Allah, most gracious. Allah is the one who has taught the Quran. No one else. Allah has created mankind, humankind. Allah has taught humankind speech and intelligence. The sun and the moon follow courses exactly computed, calculated, and the herbs and the trees both alike bow in sajda in worship to Allah. And the firmament has Allah raised high, and Allah has set up the balance of justice in order that we as people may not transgress due balance. So establish weight with justice and fall not short in the balance. It is Allah who has spread out the earth for Allah's creatures. We will stop right there. Think on that right there. Just think on that for a while. And as you think on that, we want to go to a section that Allah revealed to us and we wrote down for you. It's called A World Addicted to Evil. This is a world addicted to evil and false desires, false hopes. And as long as this goes on, we will bring our life on this earth to a quick end. And that's what we see happening. We have all the religion today, all this religion, churches on every block, more masjids, more synagogues. But most people in religion have no faith. True faith is belief in the unseen, not the seen. Most people only believe in the seen. Even if most people believe in a creator, they act like he don't exist down here in this world because their conduct is evil, selfish, and wicked. Human evil is about to bring total annihilation to human life on this earth. Life can't exist long as people accept evil and good to be acceptable conduct in their life. That's what most people do in religion in particular. They'll do some good and then they'll do some evil like the evil makes up for the good. That's backwards, people. Allah say if you do a bad deed and follow it up with a good deed, and you will wipe out the bad deed, not the other way around. You don't say do evil and then go do some good and the good will wipe out the evil. No. He don't instruct you to do evil. He created you good. Almighty Allah say evil and good will kill the human soul, which is our life. As we go on here, most people are not concerned with their immortal souls. Most people live worse than brute beasts. At least if brute beasts see danger, they will try to avoid the danger and take another course, go in another direction. Most people love danger. Most people love evil and wickedness. Most people have evil intentions, and their conduct bear witness to this fact. Oh, yes, it do. Y'all know it. Most people try to justify their evil by thinking if they do good, their evil is justified, as I just said. No. This type of thinking is insane. So we have a world of insane people. They have been warned in the past and in the present that the end of evil is evil. But most people don't study history. They just keep repeating the same evil history. That's a fact. We see that, don't we? Slavery is not over, is it? No, it still exists today. Evil will not stop until we, as sincere souls, stop our own evil ways. This can only be done with the help of Almighty Allah, because we as human beings are weak in flesh. We have no power to resist evil except through the grace and mercy of Allah. And Allah Almighty say he will never change people's evil ways, evil actions, until they change the evil in their own hearts. Allah made their hearts good, and it's by their own choice and will and little freedom of will that they choose the evil over the goodness of Allah. Allah made the heart of the human being good again. And it is because the ill-natured people change their pure and good heart, good nature, to evil by following their own false, evil, carnal, low animal desires. When we do this, we change our own good nature to evil, and we allow evil to come in the world through Satan, the jinns, the evil jinn spirit, evil spirits. We bring them in through our own evil. We bring your good spiritual nature back, life back, by giving up your will back to Allah's will, people, before we destroy ourselves and destroy our future generations. Bear with me just one moment here. We got one more page we want to share with you. As a matter of fact, that's all right now, people. We just want you to think on that. Now, if there is no people who want to come on the program and comment, criticize me constructively, disagree with me constructively, then I will turn it over to the co-host to see if we have any people or any person that want to come on this program today. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you, our radio listening audience. You're listening to the Sunday morning broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. And today, he is bringing to us a profound discussion on the world today is a ball of confusion. I can see that so much, people. What I laugh at a lot is the fact that someone wants to tell us that, the banks are going to close on such and such a day. All the banks are going to be closed. They said that would happen this time last year. Trying to play the role of God, putting fear into man. But they're playing man, they're really playing games with man's mind last year. Because they knew, no, they don't know what's going to happen when. Only Allah knows what his plans are. So now this year, again, in September, the world was supposed to have ended on the 23rd. And the 23rd is what has passed us by, people. The 23rd has passed us by. Allah says no man will know when that day is, that he will destroy this world. No man will know that. So we're only playing games with ourselves and those who will listen to, those who have chosen man as their God to believe in what he says. So now he has them like a puppet on the string, as we say. And again, we're talking about the end of the world, and the world is ending every day. As I remember Imam Shahid Shabazz says, we are dying when we come on this world. When we come into this world, we are dying each day. Our life, we're dying every day. The world is ending every day. But the true end of the world, what is it? The physical end that we were talking about? Or is it a spiritual end? As the ending of the world as it is in man, the evilness and wickedness of man in the world. People, we can see the world ending, yes. But we also know that as the world is ending, as the old is issuing out, the new is coming in. There's a new world coming in. So how are we going to know the world is ending? When you see the spiritual world back where it should be, in the reality of Allah, we will know that this evil, wicked world has ended. It will be like Imam Shahid Shabazz says, when we change our conduct, when we turn back to the right, we need to become the spiritual people, praising and believing in our one Creator and striving to please Him and live His way of life on earth. When we see the majority of mankind doing that on earth, we will know that this evil, wicked world has ended and the lost world has issued in again. Thank you, thank you. Now I will give to you, we do have a guest again. I believe this guest, I pray a lot that we can get this beautiful soul today. Sometimes we have a problem reaching her at first. That's the 443 number. 443-360-7857. Assalamu alaikum, my beautiful sister. You are on the air. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's a brother this time. I'm surprised, huh? I thought I knew this number is similar to another number. Welcome to the program of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. If you have any questions, if you have a comment, brother, we'd love to hear from you. But first, tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
You said you asked me where I was calling from.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Okay. Well, I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland, and just a comment, not a lot. You know, the Imam spoke the truth, and you know, for all those who are listening, there's no successful contradiction for the truth. You know, that's just the reality of it. You know, truth. Can't be contradicted by something that's false. So, you know, he spoke the truth, and, you know, the truth speaks for itself. And I'll leave it right there, and that's my comment for today. And
besides that, ma'am, you did a very well. You did a job very well yourself. You spoke well yourself. He did, and you also. And so I just wanted to comment on the fact that he spoke the truth and you spoke the truth, and the truth speaks for itself. And for those who are listening, I recommend what they said because it's the truth. All right, thank you, ma'am, and have a good afternoon.
And thank you, my dearly beloved brother. I know this brother, and this is one of my not only best brothers in the faith of Islam, but this is my friend also. This is what I want to say, too, in this wonderful talk today. You know, there's a saying, and it's so simple, but people make things complicated themselves by trying to follow their own knowledge, which they really have none. Allah have all knowledge. But Allah speaks in, the Quran, which is his final revelation. Also, his last prophet, Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, he revealed to him all his revelations that he revealed to all his prophet in one book, and he made this book, and he revealed this book, and this book is called Quran. It's in the Arabic language, but the language itself of Arabic is not pure. You can curse somebody out in Arabic, but you can't curse nobody out in the language of the Quran, the Arabic and the Quran. It's pure. It's been protected. Now, a lot of Muslims, I want to say first, they don't know how the Quran has been protected. I know a lot of Muslims, they are Hafiz. Hafiz in Arabic means one who understand, not understand, but know how to quote, unquote. I say, the Quran from the beginning to the end in the Arabic language, you know. And a lot of Muslims place a lot of emphasis on that. But they don't understand that Allah will not bless you to be able to give understanding to no one of his truth in the Quran until he first bless you with understanding. Now, that brings me to this right here. Allah say he have protected his book, the Quran, from those who have ill intentions, those who have the intent to harm other people, those who have the intent to deceive other people, those who want other people to praise them, to worship them like they some god. God, Allah knows their intention. They can learn the Arabic all they want, but if they have bad moral conduct, Allah said they will not be able to understand not a single ayat or verse in his book, the Quran. He said only those who are pure heart will be blessed to understand the Quran, his message in the Quran, and only the pure in heart will see him on the day of resurrection and judgment. That's something to think about, people. Purity. You know, we used to be taught, I'm 61, about 61 now, our cleanliness is next to godliness. Where have that gone? Do you Muslims think that don't apply to you all too? That cleanliness is next to godliness. Do you think you can just say you're a Muslim and say you believe in the Quran and Prophet Muhammad and go out here and commit all types of immoral acts? And do you think that's acceptable behavior to Allah, the Creator? You're sadly wrong. And you're pitiful. Because, you know, we coming up, as a little boy, my grandmother and mother and them people, they were serious about faith because it was segregation, and they knew the only help they had to protect them from the racism of these racist, ungodly Caucasians or so-called white people was Allah. And they still had that Islamic memory in them. And one of the things they taught us in that, with that Islamic memory in their heart and souls, was don't play with God. Don't play with Allah. Don't play with God. And I don't care what sins I committed, I always thought about that. Don't play with God. So this is what I did. I said one day, at the latter part of my teenage years, I was about 18, I looked in the mirror one day and I said, look, I said, this is who I'm looking at. This is a part of me. I said, but this ain't the real me. I said, the real me is on the inside. It's my soul. And I say, one day, I'm going to, with the help of Almighty God, I'm going to free my soul from myself. And then I took up martial art, and it began to teach me about the inner strength of the human being and know that we don't have no outer power, outer strength, that all the strength a human being got come from inside, come from their creator, his power, inside their heart, inside their soul, you see. So I said that to say that Allah, he said that Prophet Ibrahim was his friend, and we know Allah don't need no friends. Allah don't need anything. He's free of all needs, worthy of all praise. But why did he say that? Even in the Quran, Allah don't say, I did this, I did that. He say, we did this. When he say he created the heavens and the earth, when he say he did this or did that, he say, we. Now, we know ain't nobody, nothing Allah created helped Allah do nothing like there was no God. But he's saying we. And he said Prophet Ibrahim, peace be upon him, was his friend because he wants us to understand how valuable friendship, true friendship is. We can't love, we can't be believers and brothers and sisters until we learn how to love each other, respect each other. And I want to say a friend is a friend always. A friend in need is a friend indeed. You got so many Muslims and people, when you need them, they ain't there for you. If they look at you, I see a lot of them, they can look at you, and you look like you need something, they go the other way. They go the other way. They look like they need something, want something, and they go the other way. How do you have faith in a creator who is a giver? Allah is a giver. He's always giving. One brother say he's an ever-evolving creator. He is, and he's an ever-giving creator. He's always giving. And how can you serve Allah and not have a giving spirit? And also with that, how can you serve Allah, the creator, without having a forgiving spirit? Allah, I want to share this story with you all, the Muslim and non-Muslims who like to judge people, backbite and slam the people and act like you're some God and tell people how their life going to be and what's going to happen in their life and all that kind of insane mentality. There was this man who killed 99 people. This is true. And he, you just the average person, even me myself, in my ignorance, you were, if you would have came and asked me when I didn't know no better, well, Allah forgive this man. He didn't kill 99 people. I would have said the same thing that this Muslim leader said years ago. I would have said, no, are you crazy? I probably would have said, are you crazy in H-E-L-L? You think Allah going to forgive this man and he didn't kill 99 people? And so this man came to a Muslim leader. He had already killed 99 people. The Muslim leader made 100 person that he had came to seeking repentance. He wanted to change from his evil ways of killing people. He didn't like killing people. Apparently, he just had a sickness. He was sick. He was ill, like all of us got sicknesses, illnesses for evil, except through the grace and mercy of Allah. So he asked the Muslim leader, say, do you think Allah will forgive me for killing 99 people? I didn't kill 99 people. And the man was remorseful, even in his voice. And the Muslim leader, just quickly, without thinking and reflecting on the Quran, Allah's word, said, no, are you crazy? You don't think Allah going to forgive you for killing 99 people? You're going straight to hell. So the man said, well, if I'm going to hell and I ain't got no hope to be forgiven, I might as well kill you. So he killed him. Oh man!
Oh,
excuse me for that. So we should understand that we ain't nobody's judge. Allah forgive all sin. Now I'm gonna tell you what happened. Allah sent the angels of death to take that man's soul. Right? He sent the angel of death to take all our soul when it's time for us to die. He sent an angel to take the wicked people's soul and the good people's soul. So that's what Allah did. And the angel to take the wicked soul and the good soul, they were going back and forth. Was like not arguing, but just saying, the angel to take the wicked soul said, you know, this soul belonged to me. And the angel to take the good soul said, you don't know that. Allah alone knows. He said, let's go back to Allah and ask Allah who soul this belonged to. So they went back and asked Allah. And so what Allah did was shifted the earth. And when Allah shifted the earth, Allah said, imagine the distance that man was back in sin when he was killing people, from the distance that he was, how close he was to coming, seeking repentance and his soul salvation. So once that was done by the angels, it seemed that the man was closer to repentance and changing from his evil ways, and Allah forgave that man and granted him Jannah. Now that's a powerful lesson for all you Muslims, Christians, Jews, and religious people, especially who want to judge people. And that's the problem in the world today. Instead of trying to help the people overcome their evil, you got Muslim, Christian, Jew, religious people criticizing and downing people. That ain't how you help change the situation in the world. If you don't got the medicine I need to help heal me, and you keep the medicine and just talk about how sick I am, you ain't helping me. Give me medicine to me. Give me the medicine so I can get well too. If you're well, you don't want me to get well. Allah said you're not a true mu'min, believer, in him until you wish or want the good that you enjoy for other people, your brothers among mankind. And he don't mean this by talking. He mean it by actions. A lot of Muslims will say, I want for you what I want for myself. And you say, well, you know, I don't need but $10. Man, I ain't got it. I can tell you how to go get it. I mean, come on. I mean, where's the actions to go with your belief? Now, with that said, I got something else I want to read from what Allah revealed to me about faith. You know, we said it earlier, me and Nicole, faith is first a belief in the unseen. What is faith? True faith is having a knowledge and understanding that even though we as people don't see our Creator, to know without any doubt that he sees you. That's called ihsan in Arabic. You know? And you know, most people don't act like they see Allah and committing fornication. Most people don't act like they see Allah and committing adultery. Do you act like you see Allah when you're committing adultery and fornication, when you, a man, are being in a relationship with another man, a woman being in a relationship with another woman? Do you act like you see Allah then? I'm talking to you Muslim first, because a majority of you doing it too. Doing all these sins, committing all these sins too in the name of Allah. And you're going to answer for it. We're more so than the people who are Christian and Jews and other people. Because you have what? The final revelation for all people. And you're supposed to be witnesses like Prophet Muhammad of the goodness of good morality. Good moral behavior like he was. He's the best human being in terms of his moral behavior. And Allah say anybody that wants to go to heaven, come back to him, they have to follow the sunnah, the example of Prophet Muhammad's life, if they expect to have any hope for their soul salvation on the day of Yama Kiyama, resurrection and judgment. So morality, Prophet Muhammad said righteousness is good morality. And he said, wrongdoing is that which wavers in your soul, and we know about this, and you don't want nobody to find out about. But Allah said he's going to bring out all that you fear other people to know about you. You want to try to impress upon them that you're good, but really, in reality, you're evil. And Allah says to you Muslims and all people too, but first you Muslim, do you study the Quran? And you getting clear guidance, his clear guidance that he has protected, and you using it for yourself, and you call yourself doing it, and you're enjoying it on other people too, but you studying this book and you forget to practice right conduct yourself. He said, do you not understand? What's wrong with you? Are you, you're insane? Yeah. Yeah, you're insane when you do that. You know what's good. You speak what's good. But you don't live what's good. And, you know, it takes me back to when we were growing up, and I'm finished. They used to tell us, and even as a little boy, I used to think about that and say, that don't make sense. They used to say, they're older, the elderly people, some of them, don't do as I do. They was doing things wrong, drinking liquor and other stuff. Don't do as I do, do as I say. Well, that's insanity. Because we follow and lead by what? Example. All this evil in the world is why our children are doing evil. And I hear people always condemning the youth, the children, and the adults, the young adults. You ain't in no position to do that. Are you setting a good example for them? Muslim adults, Christian, Jews, are you setting good moral example for the youth? No, you're not. I went down to Miami not too long ago, and man, good God Almighty, it was like me walking into a nude house, or going to a nudist camp. The only thing I could do was just, you know, bicker, remember my Lord and Him saying, lower your gaze and guard your modesty, your decency. That's the only reason I wasn't looking at all that nasty, ungodly nudity. People, only good morality is going to save this world from evil. Don't blame Donald Trump. Well, you want to try to make Donald Trump out of God? You want to make your wife out of God? You want to make your husband out of God? You want to make your children out of God? Allah says if you put them as a God over him, when they begin to die, and he called their soul out of their body, and it started exiting upward out their throat, he said, call it back in the body and make them live again if you, in your claim of independence, like you some God. Allah is the giver of life and death. And Allah said he tests us with evil and good, both by way of trial. But Allah say he or she that is the best in of human being on this earth is he or she who are most taqwa, conscious of God, Allah's presence, and seeing them and knowing all that they do and knowing that they're going to have to answer to him on the day of judgment for all the evil they did. And if their evil outweighs their good, they will spend eternity in the hell that he's prepared for them, the hell fire that never ends. And he said, in hell, burning up, he's going to burn your skin off your body. And after that burn off, he's going to burn it off again and keep doing that forever. And that ain't going to never end. Do you people really want that? And me and one brother was talking about these Muslims running around here with their stupidity, talking about, well, a Muslim can die in sin. As long as they believe in Allah and Prophet Muhammad as his prophet, they'll go in hell for a little while, but then after a little while, Allah will bring them out. You really want to go in hell? You really want to play that game? Allah don't speak about that in the Quran, and it ain't no really a hadith that really of the Prophet Muhammad or no other prophet that says, encourages you to do wrong and die in sin, and then Allah will still take you out of hell as long as you don't associate no problem with him. Allah say in the Quran, Allah, not a prophet, he said if you die in sin, you go into hell, and if you die in sin, he said deliberately, you go into hell forever. But who in their right mind want to go to hell? If you strike a match and just put it to your skin, it feels like your whole body's burning, don't it? That can't even compare to you being in a fire of hell. I mean, all around you, Allah say burning your skin off. Huh? He said in a hot molten lead, brass will be pouring down on your body, burning off your skin. And he says you holler, it will be going inside your mouth, burning your inside and your outside. Do you really want that, people? Yeah, I want you to get scared. You best get scared because this is real, and guess what? It ain't far off. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you. Amen. Hey, Shabbat. How are you listening to us? That's who you're listening to. The teachings of Imam Shahid Shabbat. And he has a profound discussion every Sunday that he's bringing to you. And again this Sunday, a great, great discussion of the truth of, and Yah, of the Quran, of Allah's teaching, of the time and the world that we're living in today. Yes, it is a ball of confusion, and he is explaining to you why it is a ball of confusion. People, it's a ball of confusion because you have forgotten Allah. Because you have taken man as your God and this earth, this physical earth. And because of that, you have brought on what you are seeing today and wonder why it's happening. This is what Imam Shahid Shabbat is letting you realize and know today. That it's your action and your deed and your choice of who you decide to you want to follow, that you want to obey, whose guidance that you have chosen to believe in. Man's all love, and you have chosen to believe in man. So this is what you are seeing today, the result of your choices that you made. People, we must come back. Come back to the reality of the Creator, the reality of Allah. The reality of the only God, the one true God. I remember when I was small, most people had their children going to church. They didn't know about Allah then. We didn't know anything about Allah then, but we still believed in our God. And we were sent to church to serve God, to learn the way of God, to learn the right way to live, whether the parent meant or not. But most parents go to church and most children go to family school. So as a result of this, people, excuse me, it's the noise in the background. As a result of this, we were taught something about God anyway, and the reality of the Creator. But now, today, you don't find anybody hardly going to a church, a masjid, a synagogue, anywhere. And they're not, definitely not sending their children. The children are there raising and doing the grown-ups for the group. The adults, what they're going to do and how they're going to live their life. And you wonder why. Why are things as they are? You find little babies, 2 and 3 years old, just coming on the planet, just coming on Earth. And they use all foul, fill up the language from their mouths. I was sitting on a bus one day, coming from North Carolina to Washington, D.C., and there was this young lady. And she had a baby that was about 6 months, 7 months old, somewhere in there. But she was cursing this little baby out, actually cursing it out. Baby, slapping on his leg, and people were just looking at her. This is the pinnacle, people. But you see this every day. And you wonder about the children. The children have no guidance, so what do you expect of them? They're living lives like wild animals in the jungle or something. We must win, but we will be responsible. All of us who know the truth. The right way, if we don't try to reach these people, help them to turn back to the right way, to the reality of their Creator, of who they are and whose they are. Thank you again. I don't want to take up any more time. I want to remind you once again that you are listening to the Sunday morning broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. Thank you for joining us. Please, whenever you join us, God, you invite someone. It's just one more person. Invite someone to join us also. And I want to say to you, our radio listening audience, that if you want to say something, if you have a comment, if you have a question, hit the number one button. Hit the number one button on your radio. Oh, I'm sorry, on your telephone. Hit that number one button on the telephone. You will show up in the studio here, and we'll be glad to have you join us. Again, too, this is not Imam Shahid Shabbat's show. This is not, this is the show. It's not our show. It is your show. It's for you. And we want to hear from you. All right, I believe we will give now the brother who we spoke to earlier today from Baltimore, we will give him another chance to comment if he has any comments at this time. As-salamu alaykum. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. Do you have any comments at this time, brother? We'd love to hear from you again.
I didn't quite make that out.
I'm sorry. I said, if you have any comments, anything to say at this time, we'd love to hear from you.
No, that's all. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, my brother. Again, we do have another listener who came in late, and they've been on about 2 or 3 minutes. So we will give them a chance to hear from Imam Shaheed Jabbar before they make any comments. Again, I give you Imam Shaheed Jabbar.
Yes, well, my comment will be short because I want the listeners to always have an opportunity to come on and express what Allah has blessed them with, because He's given us all some good to share with each other. With that said, I just want to say to all of you Muslims, in my way of life, Islam is a way of life. It's not a religion, and it's a way of life for all people, that Allah says that if you don't share Islam, if you say you're a believer in Allah, if you and our followers, Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, if you don't go out and you don't spread Islam like Prophet Muhammad did, he said all of the people that you are mislead by, you are falsifying Islam, not so much in words but in your conduct. You say you're Muslim, but when you go out in the street, you mix in with the sin and the wicked. You don't want them to know you're Muslims, and you only want people to know you're Muslim when you come to Jummah or you go to Hajj or you're around other Muslims. But when you're out among your friends and you call your friends on your job or in the street, grocery shopping or whatever, you're acting like a fool. You're acting crazy. But then you think that you're getting away with that? Let me share this with you quickly. Allah said on the day of resurrection and judgment, all the people that the Muslims lived around and was around, he said he's going to bring all of them forth in this court. And he's going to ask them, the brother Shaheed, the sister Islam, brother so-and-so, did they influence you in it? Did you see them doing good? Did you see them following my message or trying to reach you with my message? And he said, if they say no, they did not, he said all of their sins going to be taken off their record and put on your record as a believer in him and Allah, and all your good going to be put on their record, and a lot of them going to go to Jannah, and most of your Muslims are going to hell. Eat on that, Muslim. That's some food for thought. Bring on the guest now, sister, if you will. Thank you.
Thank you. Our peace brother, Imam Shaheed Jabbar. All right. We do have, I see there's a little noise in the background. One moment. I think I know where it's coming from. All right. I have forgot to turn the brother off, and when we do that, we have to hear background noise. All right. So now we do have another listener who has been on that for about 6 minutes. So they've been able to hear a little of a conversation, a discussion today. We've called them and see if they have a word to say. That number is 419-418-4367. Could you give us your name and tell us where you were calling from? Did you hear us? Are you with us this morning? All right. I think right now perhaps that person has not heard enough of what the discussion is about to speak of. They just don't feel like they have anything to say at this time. So I want to remind everyone this morning that you are listening to Sunday morning broadcast of Imam Shaheed Jabbar, The Reality of the Creator. And today's discussion is the world today is a ball of confusion. And we all can see that clearly, and we need to know why. And then why this world is a ball of confusion. Everyone's talking about the confusion, but no one realizes that we're all responsible for this confusion. It's all our responsibility. If we see wrong, what? To bring that person back to the right if we see them doing wrong. We have to realize that this is not the best way to do something, to say something, or to conduct yourself. So therefore, we all have a responsibility of checking one another, keeping one another in check for the right, not assisting one another in the wrong. That's what has happened today. It's the wrong that gets the assistance. It's the wrong that everyone hurries to try to encourage on. They see someone fighting out there in the streets, but it is hurt. Remember, I come to watch a person fight, not to stop the fight, but to watch them fight and then go and talk about how this person didn't look and all that. They can try out to see evil being done, wrong being done, someone being hurt. They enjoy that. That's a sick mentality. That is what's bringing the wrong in. That's why we have evil as we do have. But that type of mentality is encouraged and good. And stopping it and talking to the person and letting them shake hands as they used to do. We used to do that when we came along. You didn't see a fight. You didn't watch a fight. Somebody would come up and, hey, stop that fight. Usually a brother. And they would talk to the people and encourage them to shake hands and let them know. And ask them why they're really fighting. Yeah. You don't see that anymore. You see just the opposite. And that's why you see everything more evil going on than ever in the world. Because evil is being encouraged and good is being, evil is being encouraged and good is being discouraged. So it's just the opposite. And you get the result of that. All right? Is there anyone at this time who would like to speak? Please push number one on your dial. Push one on the radio. One on your telephone. And you will show up on the air. As you come on the air, we'd be glad to have you. Glad to have you talk to us, give us a comment. But right now, I'm going to turn you again back to Imam Shahid Shabazz. As the other people who just came on at this time, they don't seem to have anything to say. They probably want to hear a little more of what Imam Shahid Shabazz has to say. And now I give you again Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Excuse me, a little hoarse. Thank you. What I would like to say at this time is I would listen at you so beautiful and eloquently expressing why we have the world's problems today and how they will never end until people end their evil and mad career of evil in their hearts and then join evil and disliking good. Almighty God, Allah, the Most High, says in his final revelations in the Holy Quran, he say, let there arise out of you a band or a group of people and join into all that's good and forbidden from all that's wrong. And he say, they are the people who will achieve success in this world and their soul salvation on the day of judgment. Allah have all power, people, so you know, people tend to believe that the majority rule. Well, on this earth, the majority of people are evil. Do you think they rule a lot of the earth because they are evil? That's a lie. The majority ain't never ruled. Truth has always ruled. Study history. This ain't nothing new we're dealing with today. A lot of people, they act like this is something new. They act like the hurricanes, the earthquakes, the storms that these wicked people are bringing on themselves is new. No, it ain't new. You just ain't studying history. Also, something else Allah wanted me to share with you out of the Holy Quran, this final revelation for all mankind. He said he created us as nations and tribes that we might get to know each other and not despise each other. So while if you believe in Allah, I see right among the Muslims. I ain't even going outside of the Muslims right now. I've been a Muslim practicing believer in Allah and a follower of this Prophet Muhammad going on 44 years. And in that going on 44 years, I've seen the Muslims' conduct get worse, morally speaking. And a lot of them want to talk about what was called the Nation of Islam, but at least they had some unity and love back during that time, even though they may not have the whole truth, but their hearts had love for one another. And a lot of you all out there I know can attest, bear witness to this, confirm this. That's what attracted me to Islam. I seen the unity. I never seen black people in this country unite and actually establish businesses and hospitals and, I mean, all kinds of businesses in this country where actually it was the nation of Islam, because it was a nation within this nation. It was a black nation within this white nation. That was the first and only time it's been done, and it haven't been duplicated since then. And black people never got more money, supposed to have more, be more well-educated, but they're more divided now and against each other than ever before. What's wrong, black people? Tell me. I'm on the list. Do you want to come on and tell me what's wrong? Well, if you all want to come on and tell me what's wrong, inshallah, be the will of Almighty God Allah, I'll tell you what's wrong. You're still suffering from the psychological effects and the carryover of slave teachings, slave mentality, slave teachings. You see? And I'm saying this in particular to African Americans because, whether you know it or not, in every generation, Allah always chose a certain people to be his what's called chosen people, to change the world, bring the world back to good, and call the world away from evil. And we have suffered more evil treatment as slaves here in America under so-called white people than any people in the history of mankind. This is a historical fact. So we should be more willing and ready to accept Almighty God Allah and obey him than any people on the planet. But guess what? It's just the opposite. We're the most ungrateful people for the favor of Allah sparing our life. They would have killed all of us, African-American or black people in Africa, if not for the grace of Almighty God Allah. And you black people here in America, you think you white. Most of you, you think you're free because you think white people love you now. You think white, so-called white people have accepted you as one of them now. So you're marrying more now in the white race. And I'm not a racist. I'm not against white people. I'm against wrong people. If white people, so-called white people, are evil and wrong, yeah, I'm against them. If you black, jet black, blue, pink, blue, and you wrong, I'm against your wrong. I'm against your evil. I'm not against your human nature, which is good. But if you ain't living your human nature, you living an evil nature, then you ain't good. You's an evil nature fool. And I ain't supposed to love you. I'm supposed to call you out and let people know, don't follow that fool. And I want to say this for all you who wants to justify with the government legalizing same-sex marriage. Who created the world? The presidents created the world or Allah? First of all, Allah. Okay, next, for us to procreate for the generations to go, can two men procreate? No, tell me that. Can two women procreate, have another child? Huh? And for all of those of you all who think you're independent too, can you create something out of nothing? Allah created everything you see out of nothing. Now tell me one human being, or even Satan and his followers, jinn, that can create something out of nothing. Allah gives us a parable, a sign of this. He says in the Holy Quran, he says, if a human being could create even a little fly, that little pesky fly that you can just swat with a fly swatter and kill. He say, if that fly was to take something from you, you ain't even got the power to take it back from that little fly. Just to let you know, quit being so arrogant. Quit thinking that, you know, it's all about you. It ain't all about you. It's all about us. People make the world go round. And I got that theme that they borrowed confusion from a group called the Stylistics. people make the world go round. That's true. And Michael Jackson, people want to talk about him and put him down. I love him. He got all the singers together and say, we are the world. Then you know that everybody depends on everybody else, just like the moon depends on the sun. The sun depends on the moon. Huh? All the animals and all of the life we see, it all is codependent on each other. Allah made that to reflect what? His unity. And the conspiracy of the plot or plan of the evil Satan to destroy the human race was what? To divide us and conquer us. Divide us from what? Divide us how? Divide our attention off Allah, who we can't see, and put our attention on the things we see and call us to these things we see like they real and have us worshiping these things, huh? And then have us at the same time thinking that we believe in Allah and we fall in Allah. That's a divided attention. You can't give attention to Allah and to Satan too. Who are you going to worship? Ain't the one God, Allah. So how can you worship Satan and Allah too? How can you worship mammon, materialism, and spirituality, the spirit of Allah too, the spirit of Allah in you? How can you worship your animal, carnal self, and your soul be free to do the will of Allah? You can't do that. We enslave ourselves by following our carnal desires. And the last prophet, Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, said the greatest fight, the greatest struggle the human being got is against our own self. It ain't against nobody else. And you got all these people out here hating on each other, especially so-called black America. I ain't seen no people hate themselves worse than black people in America in almost 61 years. And then always talking about what Donald Trump doing or what white people doing to them. Down here in North Carolina, like the co-host said, I'm 60. At least I was back in a spiritual time. It was leaving, but it was still a lot of it back there. And if we would get in a fight with somebody, we wouldn't want to kill them like they kill today. They just automatically kill you. You say the wrong thing, they kill you. Black people just shoot you, kill you, kill a little bitty baby, drive-by shooting. We could fight 60 years ago, 61, 62 years ago, we could fight and 50 years ago as African-American people, and then we would come and just say, hey, man, we the white people are already against us, so we can't be against ourselves, so stop that stuff. Don't be sure giving them what they want. That's what they want us to do, destroy ourselves. We must say that. Why we don't say it today? Because most black people today, they ain't black no more in America and around the world. I call them Oreos. You know what an Oreo cookie is? A lot of us used to really like Oreos, didn't we? They was black on the outside and white on the inside. The cream was white on the inside. And I ain't talking about, it ain't no such a race as a white race. I hope you know that, too. Allah didn't create a white race or a black race. He created what? A human race. What makes a race be human? Is it their skin color or is it their righteous conduct? That's easy to answer, isn't it? It's their righteous conduct. Why? Because Almighty God, Allah, is righteous. And he say, righteousness is good morality. Again. So the only way we're going to change this world, and we don't have long, people, you best come back to good morality. You best come back to fear to do wrong, because you ain't going to get nothing but evil results. When you do evil, you're going to get evil results back in return. And Allah said when you do good, you're going to get good back in return. So this is for you Muslim, Christian, Jews, and everybody. So, all praise is due to the Most High Creator, Allah. We give praise to Allah alone. We acknowledge that there is no partner with Allah. We acknowledge that Allah is not creation. He's the creator. We acknowledge that Allah begat not no son, nor have anybody begotten Allah. we acknowledge that Allah has always existed and always will exist, and we acknowledge that there is none worthy of our worship or praise except Allah. And we acknowledge that Allah means all in all, means His will is good in all His creation. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. Thank you, thank you. All you are listening to the Sunday morning broadcast of Imam Saeed. I believe we have 5 minutes left on the show, so we get some more. If you have any comment to make, we'll call you at this time. I see a sister on 202 number that we know. We'll call the sister on comment at this time. Assalamu alaikum. If you have any comments, sister, you're welcome to join us and to ask questions if you're coming at this time.
Assalamu alaikum. Rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam. Wa rahmatullah.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, it's a beautiful.
Allahu Akbar.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. Beautiful, beautiful message, Sister Isla. I like your message that you just said.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah.
And I love the way Abdusha, you addressed everybody, and that's so important because everyone, all humans, are here for the same reason. And, you know, we are here to purify our soul and be better every day, be better and improve the quality of our lives and so that we can help others. We're only here to serve the Lord and to serve humanity. And so you all are having some beautiful teachings this morning.
Well, we thank you, Sister Muslima. We thank you very much. We give all praises to Allah because we know, like the angel said, when Allah said He was going to create us, mankind, Allah said, they said, you're going to create one who's going to spread mischief and shed blood on earth. Allah said, I know what you know not. So I say what the angel said, I know not. Allah knows all. So I consider myself as an instrument just being used by Allah to relay His goodness because I'm a filthy, ungodly human being except that Allah, through His grace and mercy, clean me up and make me ready and have me fit to even represent His divine good message.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. And we do have a guest that I had brought on earlier. Let's see if this person would like to make a comment this time. We have a couple of minutes left, 3 minutes. That number is the 419 number, 419-418-4367. Is there anything that you would like to say at this time?
Miss, are you going to say anything?
Okay, I believe that person first to listen today rather than to comment. We say a lot that you are enjoying the show. You have been with us for the whole time, and we appreciate your support. All right, Imam Jamal, we have a couple of minutes now, and I will give the show back to you so that you can say a prayer and make a lot for us. And we can end the show.
May I say something?
Let the sister go ahead on and say what she want to say. Go ahead on, sister.
Okay, thank you. You know, we've always heard throughout the years, attitude determines altitude. And it is a fact, your perception. You know, how you perceive a thing is who you really are. If you believe that you know that you're blessed and you are, the Lord has given you so much riches, then you have to live that way. You cannot say one thing and live another way. This is what sends a mixed message. So my point is, you know, the very things that Allah, the good Lord, has given us, utilize those things. He's given us a way to have good character. Gratitude is the key. Altitude, gratitude, to strive for the higher life. You know, we are not Parmedians or what do you call it, Parmesians or lower life forms. We're the highest of creations. So therefore, how can we treat our neighbor bad? How can we have a diseased heart when you claim you're so blessed? You can't be blessed in the name of the Lord and hate and have hate in your heart. So I wanted to say that, you know, a vessel, let the good Lord use us. He can only use you when you have a sincere heart.
That's
and if
right.
you want to change, prayer will change everything. But you have to be sincere. Sincere. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and that was very beautiful. So I would just end with prayer by saying that there is no God but Allah. Allah is one without any partners. Allah is not only the creator, but he is the Lord of all systems of knowledge. So if you, Imam Wafidi Muhammad said years ago, I say for myself, I'm a student of Allah's university of the universe. We learn from the universe if we have faith, sincere faith in Almighty Allah, and we learn from our own selves, what's in our own selves, and everything in creation is a sign, is a message from Allah to teach us how to live a good life. Ameen. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Thank you, our radio listening audience. I want to remind you that we're listening to today's radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat. We are out to all the creator. Join us again next Sunday at the same time, 2:30.
One who would forbid the wrong, one who would enjoin the right. And from the day you were born, that promise was kept true. There was so much work to do.